To decide what each should take. When we die, we relinquish control of all our possessions. All the things that seem to be so important are laid down. They pass to others, or are simply bagged up and disposed of. I may be very firmly attached to this piece of jewellery, a wedding ring perhaps, or to this item of clothing. This may be that cherished something I would rescue from the burning house. But in death, I am detached from it. Even my most precious and familiar possession, the very flesh I occupy. No, more than that, the flesh and blood that I know to be me, without which I cannot conceive that there is a me, is taken. The spirit that imbues my flesh is dragged out of it. When they had nailed him to the cross, his arms and legs secure, and the terrible cycle of dying had begun, the soldiers simply sat, as if at rest, though I suppose on guard, and, laughing, drew lots for his clothes. With this, his death really began, and I could see that it was my death as well. Oh yes. In all probability, I had some years to idle away before the actual moment came. But as they rolled the dice for his clothes, I looked at mine, and at my flesh, and at the bones beneath it, and saw it all slipping away into oblivion. Only the laughter of those who mocked remained, and his crying out.